We travel to Kandahar, one of the most dangerous cities in Afghanistan, to take a more detailed look into the murky world of the Taliban and the CIA. As 2014 looms, what hope for the future?
I think Taliban have already started returning.
I think there'll be an almighty civil war between the Taliban, Gulbuddin Hekmatyas, Hezmi Islamic Group, and the Afghan National Forces, who are in no way ready to take over the security of this country.
In this week's In Focus, we investigate the narcotics business and ask, is there any chance of peace?
Wobbly Bridge, I'm starting my journey down to Kandahar for the second part of this Afghanistan In Focus special. Kandahar is still one of the most dangerous cities in the whole of Afghanistan. It's not only the home of the Taliban, but also the home of the Hamid Karzai family. And Kandahar sits right next door to Helmand, where 90% of the world's opium product comes from.
Armed with just a tourist visa and my palm camera here in Kandahar, I was filming along this dusty road when my fixer pointed me in the direction of an enormous base. It was the CIA headquarters, built, can you believe it, on the ground where Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban, used to have his palace. I was warned that it just wasn't worth me attempting to raise my camera to film it. A US report from the United States Institute for Peace tied the Taliban to the opium business, smuggling, laundering drug money, collecting extortion and charging protection fees, as well as running heroin refineries and engaging in kidnapping and other smuggling schemes. I first went to meet with Aga Lale, a tribal elder and member of the Kandahar Provincial Council. I asked him what he thought of the rumours.
Down in Kandahar, many of the people said that if the Americans wanted to wipe out the Taliban, finish the Taliban, they could have done it so easily in the last 10 years, but it's in their interests to keep them.
Pakistan, Afghanistan, America, Papagada, the Sulda Para Karbuki, Pakistan Sadikanaka, the Munamaki, Vekadres, Afghanistan Kim Solarasi, whom the Taliban come was an Burfurti, did the Patrick Shirusi. The Afghanistan, the Taliban, Sakut Kawal, Arab Pakistan priority.
Without an enemy, what other excuse could the US have for continuing to occupy this country, whilst gainfully employing 65,000 Special Forces troops and effectively being in a position to run a Middle East air force from the 5 air bases you've built? Crossing town, I was lucky to secure an interview with the former Taliban fighter Haji Torjan, now a director of Kandahar's Islamic Council.
زخ په حق خبر وکړ کوم میدان کوم ځکه چې دا اول دمر دیراله په کور کې د شپې متن کښنه زه به زه تکدم په شهادت رسیدم یعنی زموږ د قران کریم زموږ یو ډیر مذهبي او ډیر قوي کتاب چې هغه باندې موږ ایمان راوړی دا هغه څه کوي چې هر څوک یې په هغه باندې موږ خلک کوم باندې ارقم قرباني شول دا خو مطلق وسالب نه دی ګرځي امیانه په شي کې دی رنګ رنګ خلک په شي کې چې سیانه په ولا په شي کې زه پیژنم
Why, in your opinion, are the Americans here?
The Afghanistan, the American, the top of the scene, the Zerfa Mustana, the madam, but it was Zmahpa Nazar, dear Jose Mazaratawa, Magad Nasamitawa, Yonazaratawa. That is the Aghilim, the Hopa Gadab Sir. Kachir did Abwaran, but Gadab Sir Aghilim, Aghadisma, the Kunar Halak Shahada, the Sijo Willa Jawab Nawikish. Zma, the Afghanistan Halak. په عامه بازارو کې سل دوه سوه یو پټه اغېزې مخنیوی ومني لکه یې کدلې شهر مې نه خو ولیک یو
The Taliban is accused of running the poppy business, which is in Helmand and this area. Do the Americans have any involvement in that business too? Sadly, our interview came to a bit of an abrupt ending when he seemed to get annoyed by my asking questions about the suicide bombers. These are what is known as poppy palaces. There are hundreds of these houses all over Kandahar and Kabul. Taking lunch, I found this Chinese restaurant hidden away in the back streets. I then asked Ramazan Bajadost for his view.
This poppy business down in Helmand, mostly?
About, the former Minister of Interior, Mr. Jalali, when he was minister, he said Afghan higher authorities involved in traffic of drugs. And the former Vice President, Mr. Ahmad Zia Massoud, he said also that some high Afghan authorities involved in traffic of drugs. So I'm absolutely sure that until the day that the higher level Afghan authorities involved in the traffic of drugs and the Taliban support the drug agriculture, it is very difficult to find. But if we have really a government to work for the people and fight really the Taliban in Afghanistan, it is absolutely possible to fight the drug in Afghanistan, the drug trafficker in Afghanistan.
This gun belongs to a member of the Afghan forces who is guarding the governor's place. And this picture is of General Razak, who was bombed last night in the suicide bombing, but is now in hospital recovering. Just before I arrived in Kandahar, there was an enormous bomb blast here in the town centre. The target was General Razak, the chief of police. And here's the hole in the road that was created by the bomb blast. So this is Haji, whose house came down, wounding 16 of his family members. Haji, were you here at the time? Does he have any idea who the suicide bomber was working for? Everywhere I went in Afghanistan, the people seemed to repeat the same complaint. A complaint against Pakistan, whose border, the Durrand Line, was set up by the British back in 1893. Pakistan, through its inter-service intelligence, is accused of financing and then allowing the Haqqani insurgent force in Waziristan, as well as allowing the Taliban to recruit and train suicide bombers through their madrasas in Quetta. This is an old Taliban madrasa, and along the road behind it here is a Taliban graveyard. So what is Pakistan's interest paranoia? Should Afghanistan become powerful and ally itself with India, Pakistan would be surrounded on both sides. So Pakistan prefers to keep Afghanistan destabilized.
NATO says over 30% of the GDP of Afghanistan in the narcotics business, and the Taliban more or less controlling the narcotics business. How can that happen?
Afghanistan او امریکای توافق سره ورسیږي او د امریکای په مرګرته باندې کېدل شي چې پاکستان د افغانستان په سوله کې صدیقانه قدمونه واخلي او کېدل شي په افغانستان کې سوله راشي. د طالبانو خبرې ډېر د اندېښنې وړ نه دي. اندېښنې وړ خبره د پاکستان په شرایطو کېدل دي یا د پاکستان مجبوره کېدل دي چې څنګه کولی شي د افغانستان حکومت د امریکا او د بلمي دنیا په مرسته پاکستان یا خوشحاله کړي او یا یې مجبوره کړي. د طالبانو دا خبره دومره د اهمیت نه لري چې موږ امریکایان په افغانستان کې موږ به جنګ کوو که امریکایان نه وو ورته سوله کوو. که افغانستان او امریکا او نړۍ موافقت سره ورسیږي او د دې موافقه به نتیجه کې د پاکستان باندې یا خوشحاله کړي او یا یې مجبوره کړي. بیا د مشکل حل دی. د طالبانو خبرې دا فقط د پاکستان یې جوړوي او پاکستان یې فقط د طالب په خوله باندې اعلانوي. دا بیانیه د طالب نه جوړه کړې ده، نه د محمد عمر اخوند بیانیه ده او نه محمد عمر اخوند څه ویل دی نه څه وایي. بیانیه پاکستان جوړوي، فقط د محمد عمر اخوند د ویان د خولې راوځي.
Having heard from so many politicians, I felt it was time to ask for some ordinary Afghans' opinions. So I started with my taxi driver.
Why is the before and the after? That Saddam Hussein's day, why is not problem? It's not as Finnish as problem, yeah? Always that's problem in the bomb laws. But which country American is going, that's the problem. Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan.
And then I met this bank employer taking his lunch in the park.
Some of these bases, they take those drones and they fly them into Pakistan. Do you think that's a good idea?
Afghan forces and the NATO and Americans should talk with the Pakistan directly. And if after that, they should talk with Mullah Omar.
Oh, okay.
If they directly talk with Mullah Omar, so I think so Taliban will never come back again after leaving the American and NATO forces in 2014.
In Afghanistan, it's quite a challenge to find a woman prepared to be interviewed for the television. But one woman activist, Wazam Afroak, kindly invited me to her house.
I think Taliban have already started returning. I think the Taliban have already started returning when the Minister of Justice comes on national TV and says every woman that works for women is a prostitute. Or the women shelters and safe houses that we risk our lives to keep these women away from all the troubles, he calls them as houses of prostitution.
No,
similarly, for example, women are assassinated. You saw the women being stoned. What did this government do? Nothing. The couples were stoned in Kunduz like last year. There are so many assassinations and killings, but nothing happened. So this is what the Taliban are all about.
This 4-kilometer wall is the perimeter fence of just one of the American bases, capable of carrying drones, fighter jets, and even the occasional bomber.
If United States have in Afghanistan one B-52, so United States administration can control Afghan government.
A lot of commentators suggest that after Syria and possibly the end of Assad, America's interests and Israel's interests will be to hit Iran, and surely they would use the air bases from Afghanistan and the drones to help in that conquest. Would you allow them to do so?
I would say that the only purpose of the American presence in Afghanistan has been to deal with the issue of terrorism in Al-Qaeda, in Al-Qaeda-related groups. And there is no doubt that the United States have other issues in this region. Those issues are between the United States and those other countries. Afghanistan shouldn't get involved by any chance, directly or indirectly, in the disputes which is beyond the realm of our interest, which is to deal with Al-Qaeda, which is to deal with the Taliban and security threats emanating from them.
So what you're saying is that you would not be interested in, apart from those terrorist threats, you would not be interested in helping America in the, if they did start a war with Iran?
It's an hypothetical question. Afghanistan is not interested in getting involved in any other conflict which might happen in this region, including in an hypothetical situation of the United States engagement, military engagement with Iran.
We, our president, Mr. Karzai, or the future president, he needs the money for the tea, because he has not the money for tea or for his own salary. So who gives the money? United States.
Yes. So they pay for the right. They pay for the right to keep their bases here.
Absolutely. And also for, I think it is, I believe also, in my opinion, in my analysis, that the American taxpayer money, the British taxpayer money arrived in Afghanistan and shared between international and national mafia system. So you know there is a lot of corruption in American embassy. We have some proof about this. A general of United States, I forget the name, he said, he stopped the investigation about a case of corruption, and he said we must wait until the election in November. After the election, we can do something. So, there is a aspect, a special general for Afghan reconstruction, published a report, said $18 million. Lost in Afghanistan. So it is very difficult, in my opinion, that Afghan high authorities use or put American money in their pocket without the cooperation or agreement of American embassy or American high authorities in Afghanistan.
Yes, so again, once again, more corruption. All over Kabul, I kept seeing the same photo everywhere, on car windscreens, shop windows, billboards, and on our dedicated roundabout. It's Ahmad Shah Massoud. Massoud, known as the Lion of Panjshir, was the highly inspirational Mujahideen leader who, financed by the Americans, saw off the Russians on 9 different occasions here in the Panjshir Valley. So what has Massoud got to do with the current situation here in Afghanistan? Well, many say he would have become a genuinely chosen, honest president of Afghanistan had he not been assassinated. He was, however, an enemy of the Taliban, and in complete contrast to the Taliban's extremist views, he stated that all human beings were equal and that women should have equal rights in all areas of life, including education. But just who was behind his assassination? This mystery has never been solved. I went to meet with Massoud's brother, Ahmad Wali Massoud. He was the Afghan ambassador to London at the time of the investigation and now runs the Massoud Foundation here in Kabul.
The last thing what this Khatanya told me said that we have to stop our investigation, because now we have been told to stop investigation. So it means that really took a political tune.
Ah, they were told by politicians to stop the investigation.
Exactly.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah was a great friend of Massoud's. This is him here in this photo. I asked him what Massoud would have done if he was still around. Do you think if he was alive today, he would let these Americans keep their bases here?
I would say that had he been alive right at the beginning, he would have asked for support, but short of military presence.
Yes.
He would have asked for support otherwise, short of military presence. I'm pretty sure that with his capabilities and with his leadership and vision for a stable and democratic Afghanistan, the situation would have been very different. Al-Qaeda would have been defeated, Taliban would have been defeated, and the support and the goodwill of the international community in helping in Afghanistan would have been utilized in much better way than what happened afterwards.
Many of the people on the street are frightened that after 2014, when the Americans pull out the troops, some of the troops, they will return. I don't think they can take Kabul again, but will they take Kandahar?
I believe the war in Afghanistan, firstly, it is American war. I am absolutely sure if the United States would like to fight really the Taliban, the American government, American administration can do it. For me, it is very strange that American administration say, if someone gives the address of Mullah Omar, we give $25 million. In the same time, the American administration talk since 5 months or 7 months with the special secretary of Mr. Mullah Omar in Qatar. So it is possible that the man of Mr. Mullah Omar doesn't know where is Mullah Omar. So I said the secretary of Mr. Mullah Omar, he has a big chance to give the address of Mullah Omar and ask $25 million. It is a lot of money. So I'm absolutely sure without the agreement of America, the Taliban cannot take a district. But if a day United States authorize Mr. Mullah Omar, I'm absolutely sure it is possible in one day Mr. Mullah Omar arrive directly in Afghan presidential palace.
Flying back up to Kabul, I got talking to this man in the park, who, quoting from the Quran, seemed to say probably more than all the politicians put together.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his books, Quran Karim, who is killed one person, this means is he killed all people. And who is give the life for one person, this means he give the life for all people. And this is not only for Muslim person. This is for human. This is for human.
So how does one sum up Afghanistan at this time? The land that's so lawless, where power, greed, corruption, the settling of old scores, all just carries on regardless. And will the Taliban come back after 2014? Well, yes, sadly, I think they will. But just not in the size or form that they took last time.